Each year, the governor of New Jersey presents their State of the State address to communicate the strengths and the weaknesses that exist regarding the economy, the laws, policies, and then some. My first guest this week heads an organization which every year presents a State of the State address as well. Their focus is the state of affairs that involve the well-being, health, and education of New Jersey's children. Here to share the results found in their report, New Jersey Kids Count 2015 is the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zelkin. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
And the website, we can find this report and the work, more details about the work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey is acnj.org. And just as an overview, Cecilia, what is the goal of the Kids Count survey every year? What is it that you're looking to present?
Well, we put out data every year on a number of key indicators of child well-being and health, education, child welfare, child care, economic indicators. Our goal is really to provide information to decision makers, whether they're legislators or program directors, about the needs of children. So we look at the most recent data in each of these indicators, but also track the data over time so we can also see trends, usually over the last 5 years. And again, it's really to bring objective data to decision making.
And if you look at the county by county ranking, there's a trade-off of positions, one up, one down here and there. The exception is Passaic County, which dropped two, and Sussex County, which went up in two spots, and Warren County had a major drop from number 6 to number 12. Explain what happened there. Was that because I'm seeing a trend throughout the county reports that the two concerns are infant mortality, the school breakfast participation level, which we've talked about here frequently, and early education.
Yes, you know, I think looking at those indicators, we rank the counties in 13 critical areas. And as you mentioned, the top five and bottom five tend to stay the same, although they do show a change in position. Actually, Warren had the biggest change. It dropped to 8th from number 6 last year. And I think the reason for that in Warren is the increase in percentage of children living in poverty, as well as a decrease in median family income.
And I mentioned that Sussex County went from number 8 to number 6, and a lot of that is in spite of, as I mentioned, the school breakfast program participation, which increased but still lagged behind. Ironically, I think it was Morris County, which became the new number 1 ranked county, but actually saw a decrease in school breakfast participation. And again, what was it with Sussex County that showed that? And it was also Sussex County, they had the children in poverty level dropping from 9% to 7%, which pushed the county to 4th statewide in that measure, which that's you know, you talked about trends before. That's something that we would hopefully see in all the counties.
Yes, that's true. And I think that's the main reason why Sussex saw an improvement, this reduction in child poverty and an increase in median family income. But if you look at other issues in Sussex, they had a slight increase in the infant mortality rate, which is, you know, something of concern. And certainly, as we do in all the data, we hope that this is used by officials, community providers in Sussex to examine why and what they can do about it.
When you look at county images or what people suppose of counties, you know, let's take Bergen County for a while, or an example. That's seen as a high-income, well-educated demographic for the most part. You know, there are other variables within. How does Bergen County slip to number 5 in the rating?
Well, you know, I think they lost ground in several areas. They did see improvements in child poverty. They made the most progress in family income spent on child care costs, a lower percentage than other counties. But they lost ground in issues of housing, where renters pay far more than the recommended amount on housing, infant mortality, and this is one county where school breakfast has declined rather than improved.
I stand correct. I was thinking that was Morris County. It was indeed Bergen County. That was my misspeak earlier. We're talking with Cecilia Zelkin, who is the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. On the web, it's acnj.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. They've released their 2015 New Jersey Kids Count study, and the results are very interesting, certainly for the community leaders as well as the residents. When this report is released, Cecilia, do you hear any call or any request for additional guidance from town, county leaders saying, okay, we see a problem. What do you recommend us to do?
Yes, we do all the time. You know, we get calls, whether they're from county officials. Often it's a program provider or a coalition of program providers that want to set an agenda that look more deeply at the reasons behind the data and then to look at what they can do in response. You know, a number of years ago, we did a report on Patterson, a Patterson Kids Count, and there's an alliance of community providers in Patterson that took that data and formed an advocacy agenda from it. And they've had enormous success in reducing the number of children who do not get breakfast, actually increasing school breakfast, among a number of other issues. They've looked at school attendance. They've looked at preschool enrollment. To me, that's the best example of what can be done with the data. And we try and foster that because we're sponsoring two regional forums, one on June 4th and one on June 18th, to bring counties together to talk about the data and give them an opportunity to ask questions and also share information and ideas with each other.
And I know it's tough to do given the breadth of the details that you have, but when you look at the various counties, and even though I meant, you know, with the exception of Warren County taking the large drop that it did, the other counties are one up, one down in the ranking. But trend-wise, which county do you believe, are you of the belief, has done the most over the run of the survey to improve their situations?
Well, you know, I think Morris, always in the top, but has improved. Middlesex gained this year, which is very positive. And, you know, looking at the southern counties, I think Camden goes up and down. This year it moved up in the rankings from 18th to 17th. They're usually small issues. You don't see a lot of dramatic change. I think because the numbers also show, paint a picture of overall child well-being in the county. What always is sobering to me is the reminder that South Jersey has considerable pockets of poverty. When we think about children living in poverty, we tend to think about the urban areas, but traditionally it's the southern counties that are in the bottom five. And once again this year, it's Cumberland at dead last, Atlantic, Salem, then Passaic, and Camden. So I think, you know, I think it's important to look at, are there special issues in South Jersey which makes this a more complicated problem?
Wrapping our time with Cecilia Zalkin, Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, with their New Jersey Kids Count 2015 report. You can read it in its entirety, and you can look at your specific county at acnj.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Even with a county like Passaic County, which slipped from number 16 to number 18 in the survey, the county leaders can see that some things are happening in the right way. There was a drop in unemployment, an increase in the school breakfast participation program. The county did lose in the child poverty. There was an increase of that, possible victims of abuse, and a drop in students passing the eighth grade test. And with education, too, Cecilia, I saw in the overall state stats, a lot of people might be surprised to learn that, I didn't flip it to the page right away, I'm just thinking back, I believe New Jersey, there are 29% of children 3 to 5 years old that are not enrolled in any preschool activities or programs.
Yes, that's correct. If you look statewide, we probably have one of the strongest preschool programs in the country. But it only serves a small percentage of 3- and 4-year-olds. If you look across the rest of the state and those communities that do not have funding for preschool, it's a considerable number of children. And we know from much research nationally and in New Jersey that preschool does make a difference.
Just like building a house, the better your foundation, the better, stronger house you're going to have, and the longer it's going to last. So find out how your county ranks, the pluses, the minuses, the trends that are up, the trends that are down. As far as your children are concerned, that's one of the assets of the annual New Jersey Kids Count Survey. The 2015 edition is out, and you can learn more about the work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey at acnj.org. We've been joined this morning by their executive director, Cecilia Zalkin. Cecilia, thanks for the awareness, the insight that your work and your studies always provide everyone, civilians and the political people. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.